So hi, and a very warm welcome to you all. This is the Psychological Fitness Specialist Training webinar with myself, Mark Atkinson. It is so good to see so many of you that I know and recognize, and for those of you who I am meeting for the first time, a very warm welcome to you. This is an opportunity for me to share with you something that has been in the process of unfolding and being created for some time. I would say this is the culmination of my work, my life's work. And psychological fitness is the vehicle for that work. And I am very moved and excited that you're considering becoming a psychological fitness specialist. Over 500 people have registered for this webinar. 10% always show up. And we're at 47, so we're getting there. There's a golden rule of live webinars. 10% show up and the majority listen to it subsequently. So we're right on track. But the thing that excites me most is the potential for this approach to life and to living to positively impact the well-being of so many people. And as a bare minimum, my hope is that it will enrich your life and having been moved and changed yourself, that you will then go on to share these principles and practices with others. That's my greatest wish. The reality is millions of people suffer unnecessarily and experience unnecessary levels of stress, anxiety, and worry, and it doesn't need to be that way. They have essentially a mind that works against them. You see, the mind is this incredible intelligent resource that comes preloaded into the body that is really there and is available to us so that we can navigate life here on planet Earth. You have this body mind, and the mind is there so you can navigate life here, reflect, learn, experience, and enjoy yourself. But somewhere along the way, the mind got corrupted and it turned against its owner. And that is the source of self-criticism and shame. And it turned against the people around them. So most of humanity live with a dysfunctional mind. And it's really easy to understand whether this is true for you and the people around you, because your mind will be chattering nonstop. And a lot of that chatter simply isn't relevant, helpful, or grounded in reality. You may have noticed that. So psychological fitness, at its heart, is learning in any given moment how to attune a deeper level of mind that I call optimal mind or deep mind. It's ever present. It's always here. And so in this webinar, I'm going to teach you how to access this so you can experience it for yourself. You can get a sense of the kind of work that you'll be doing if you choose to train with us. So in this moment, you can either be with me from one of two levels of mind. Surface mind. Surface mind, or egoic mind, is very busy. It's familiar. It's the mind stream. It's the mental chatter with inside your experience. That's the surface level of the human mind. There's another dimension to the mind that we call optimal mind. So I'm going to teach you how to access it now. And I want you to see what happens when you do this. Now, the first thing I want you to realize is there is absolutely nothing for you to do. There's nothing for you to do. All you have to do is simply listen to what I'm going to share with you and follow the instructions and do this exercise as joyfully as you can and with a lot of ease. If there's any tension or trying or efforting, or you're cognitively going to try and wrap your head around it, that will preclude the shift. The foundation of psychological fitness is learning how to shift into optimal mind on demand. Having learned how to do that, the next step is to permanently upgrade your operating system from surface egoic mind to optimal mind awareness. And there's a process for that. And it doesn't have to take long. So here we go. And if you're able to give me your full attention, no effort or trying. So just be here with me and be very close to me and my voice. Now, the first thing I want you to do is allow your eyes to go soft. Allow yourself to have soft eyes. And if you can, and even if you don't want to, smile on the inside. But I don't feel like smiling, Mark. We'll do it anyway. If you're in charge of your mind, you'll be able to do this. Allow soft eyes. Allow an inner smile, regardless of whether you want to or not. You're learning to be in charge of your mind here. Soft eyes. Smile on the inside. Eyes open. And tune in to the spaciousness all around you. There's nothing for you to do or think about here. It's just simply notice spaciousness all around you. Don't think about it. Just notice it. Kind of like you notice your right hand. Your right hand's there. You don't have to think about it to bring it to existence. The spaciousness is there. And sink into that. There's nothing for you to do. Just sink into the spaciousness all around of you. You see, so many of you have spent all of your life compulsively focused on the content of your experience to the detriment of the context. The context is the aware, spacious present that is always here. That is optimal mind. You can access it in any given moment by simply attuning to it. And that's what we're doing here. Now, regardless of your experience right now, regardless of whether you're feeling now open and spacious and present and here and naturally attuned, or you're feeling frustrated and anxious and distracted and all of the above, whatever your experience is, don't go to war with it. Because the second foundation of psychological fitness is you have an inner experience moment by moment. Can you be unconditionally welcoming of that? Please don't go to war with your experience. To go to war with experience is to preclude your ability to tune into optimal mind right here, right now. Whatever your experience is, simply welcome it. How do you welcome it? Easy. You smile into it. You literally flood your inner experience with softness and inner welcoming. But I don't know how to do that, Mark. It's easy. Just allow your eyes to be soft. It's kind of like saying to me, Mark, I don't know how to unclench my fist. My fist is so tight. How do I unclench it? Allow it to go soft. It will do that if you allow it. So whatever your experience is right now, just welcome that. And here's what I want you to do. From awareness, remaining attuned to spaciousness, count down from 5 all the way down to 1 as you breathe into your lower belly. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be here as awareness in your lower belly without going back up to your head. Simply be in your lower belly. You don't have to go back up to your head. That's not required for this. And as you settle into your lower belly and you're just simply being there, notice what's shifted. Notice how you feel. And without vacating this place, without going back up to your head, take a moment to put in the chat box what are you experiencing right now? So remain attuned to this. Don't go back up to your head. And just share as you're settling into your lower belly, what do you feel right now? Peace. Calm. Presence. Stillness. Quietness. Full tummy. Clarity. Lightness. Contentment. Present. Right. Presence. Right. Quiet. Peace. Calm. Like I'm getting a break from myself. That's exactly right. Quiet, still. Soft, full stomach, because it's breakfast time for some of you. So why is it you're all pretty much describing the same thing? Because you've all simultaneously accessed the same state of consciousness that you are beneath the chattering mind. You're not the chattering mind. You're not your thoughts. You're not the ongoing, ever-present mental dialogue inside of your head. That is radio you or radio me. That is not who you are. What you're learning here is how to shift state of consciousness on demand. And what has happened to so many human beings is they have emerged into adulthood identified with the surface level of reality. It's an egoic state of consciousness. And that egoic state of consciousness converts everything into me and not me. It creates duality where it doesn't exist. And it goes to war with me and not me. It makes problems out of me and not me. It's the voice in your head that is always chatting to you that creates a lot of problems for you and definitely creates problems for the people around you. The first lesson here is that in any given moment, and you can choose to do this for the rest of your life if you wish, as you go about your day, as you go about your life, pay equal attention to the content of your experience outside of you. That's the kind of things that you perceive and hear, your inner content, your thoughts and emotions, but equally pay attention to the spaciousness that imbues and surrounds them all equally. You do both. Please don't focus on content to the exclusion of context. Be aware here in this body. And the way to ground that awareness into the body is through the lower belly. So for the rest of this webinar, listen to me and be with me from here. And your experience will be very different. Because if you go back up to your head, have a good old think, you ain't with me. You're with yourself, right? When you listen or with another human being from your head, you're only with yourself. You're with your thoughts. You're with your judgments. You're with your distractions. You ain't with anyone. The shutters have come down. You're nowhere to be seen, right? You have a being with another human being when they're not with you and they're in their head, right? They're no longer with you. They're not there. They're off what we call offline. So one of the other things we explore in psychological fitness is how most human beings most of the time are offline. They ain't here. They're caught up in their conditioned reactions. They're unconscious. To be unconscious means to be fused with the content of their experience. They ain't there. They're not a human being in that moment. They're a humanoid. Might as well be a robot there. They're just repeating the conditioned patterns. So most people live what I call below the line. They're offline. They're caught up in egoic patterns, recreating the same issues that they've had year after year after year. They're resisting reality. They're oblivious to what's going on. They're unable to receive others and be attuned to the here and now. The solution is to learn how to shift above the line. So in psychological fitness, which is our capacity to be present, open and aware, engaging with reality, doing what matters. So psychological fitness as its foundations is, moment by moment, returning ourselves to above the line anytime we go below the line. Anytime you're defended, anytime you're absolutely sure you're right and the other person is wrong, anytime you're blaming yourself for another human being, anytime you're feeling superior than the person in front of you, or inferior than the person in front of you. Anytime you're controlling, anytime you're manipulating, you're below the line. You're nowhere to be seen. You've gone offline. The core of psychological fitness is in the moment of seeing that to soften, smile, and then shift above the line. How? By attuning to spaciousness and recentering in the lower belly. You come above the line, and then immediately what happens is you access a resource and attuned state of responsiveness to the present moment. You become open, aware, attuned, and more fully able to respond to this moment unencumbered by your conditioned reactions. You go from offline to online. And here's the thing. As you sink into that, you also make an incredible discovery that what you've been seeking most of your life, the connection, the joy, the ease, is here. Oh my gosh. I've been seeking myself, but looking in all the wrong places. That's like someone with their head in the sand, looking for the ocean that's just a foot away. So the reality is most people suffer unnecessarily and cause a lot of problems to themselves and for others, and are oblivious to the ever-present state of optimal mind or aware present that is always available to them if they knew how to reattune their focus in this moment. Most people are unconsciously aligned to surface egoic mind. And out of that identification becomes this egoic self, a separate sense of me. The separate sense of me misperceives reality. It creates duality where it doesn't exist, and it goes to war against it. Now, the problem with that is, innate to living that way is a lot of fear. It's a fear-bound mental construct. And innate to that is a sense of there is something wrong. There's something missing. There's something I need to do to be okay. And if I can only make something happen, then I'll be okay. No. The thing that you can do because you have true free will is simply unhook your local awareness from your body mind, from the mental chatter, and reattune to the spaciousness that is always here. And in doing that, you sink into your true nature as open, aware, spacious presence. That is who you are. And don't believe me, that's for you to experience. But most people, what they'll experience is when they do that, is a sense of inner freedom. And as they sink deeper, the personal sense of them disappears. There's just here. I'm just here, open, attuned, responsive. And the biggest thing you notice is that all of the mental chatter and self-referential thinking falls away. And you realize, oh my gosh, I have spent most of my life experiencing mental static. And I thought that was normal. I thought that was me. It wasn't you. That's mental static arising from your conditioning. Nothing to do with you. But I thought it was me. Sure, you made a mistake. It's a case of mistaken identity. And so from a psychological fitness perspective, in any given moment, we're either above or below the line, and now you've learned the foundational skill, you can choose where you are. You now have choice. The more psychologically fit you become, the more choice you have. A lot of people perceive they have no choice. They're stuck, right? We've all been there. So this leads me into the foundational roadmap of human development that underpins psychological fitness. I'm going to give you a taste of it so you can see where this is going. Okay, I think someone just shared their screen there. That's not required. Okay, so let me give you a roadmap of psychological fitness. Most human beings start life in victim consciousness. You can imagine a large blue ocean with three islands on it. Island one is victim consciousness. Island two, victor consciousness. Island three, vessel consciousness. And the ocean is verity consciousness. Most people start on island one, victim consciousness. In island one, everyone there is unconscious. They are fused with the content of their internal world. They are their thoughts. They are their emotions. They have no awareness of any spaciousness between them and the arisings within inside of them. They're reactive, they're conditioned, they're predictable. And the hallmark is the victim consciousness. It's full of blame. It's full of superiority and inferiority. And it's all about control and manipulation. And because it's such an uncomfortable way of being in the world, it's also all about distraction, self-medication, avoiding reality, avoiding this present moment, and engaging in compulsive addictive behavior designed to soothe the pain I'm in. And because people are unconscious here, they regurgitate their unconsciousness onto the people around them. It's a highly antisocial place. It's a highly antisocial way of being in the world. Now, if they're fortunate, what happens is over time is they either find the world of self-help, personal development, they enter into therapy, or they get into addiction recovery. And what they discover is life doesn't have to be this way. If I take charge, take personal responsibility for attending to the consequences of my childhood, you were not responsible for what happened to you in childhood, but for sure as an adult, you're responsible for cleaning up the consequences. And as they take charge and responsibility, they transition into island two, victor consciousness. Victor consciousness, I'm in charge. This is a really good place to be. This is, oh my gosh, when I change my nutrition, I change my posture, I start exercising, I take care of my sleep, I manage my environment, I engage in meaningful activity, I feel better. I feel good. This is the kind of connecting the dots that when I do this, here's the consequence. I have choice. It's a beautiful thing. But what happens over a period of time is we come to realize that I'm still not at peace. I'm still experiencing ongoing discontent. I'm agitated. I'm still searching. I'm still seeking. And that is traditionally when the person will start moving towards depth, spirituality, seeking some sense or felt sense of relationship with something larger, more meaningful. So we enter into meditation, to yoga kind of practices. It's all beautiful. It's a good thing. But the golden rule is, what got you to island two will not take you to where you're going, which is island three. And many of you on this call will be here because you're resonant with some of the themes described in psychological fitness. And so as a psychological fitness specialist, you're both equipped with helping people transition from victim to victor, and from, if you do this work and undergo the upgrade, from victor to vessel. Vessel consciousness requires active surrender, a open-hearted willingness to engage all of reality while simultaneously softening and letting go. Oh my gosh, what does that mean? Doesn't matter what it means. Become in the training program, I'll guide you through it. Right? It's going to be okay. How do I do that, Mark? How do I make it happen? You don't make it happen. It happens to you when you allow it. That would be you like kind of sitting at the top of a tall slide and you're screaming down to me, like, Mark, how do I get down? You unclench your hands from the side and gravity for sure will bring you down. And so it is with active surrender. As you unclench, you will drop. What are you dropping? Your false assumptions and identities. But Mark, I like them. Mark, I've invested most of my life building them up. You're telling me to let go? No, I'm not telling you to do anything. But I'm just saying that if you want to honor the developmental impetus within inside of you, you may want to consider softening and letting go. Soften is the antidote to the somatic component of the egoic mind. So what happens is that life grabs you. It takes you down to a whole nother level. This is the upgrade. And built into the core of psychological fitness specialist training is a 5-week program that I call Be Unlimited that's designed to facilitate that upgrade. What are you upgrading from? You're upgrading from a thought-based, me-centered way of being to awareness-based and life-centered. You're going from surface to depth. You're going from suboptimal mind to optimal mind. Because here's the thing. When you get out of the way, and the you I'm talking about is the compulsive mental chatter inside of your head. When you sink into and start to live more fully from aware presence, your essential nature, a couple of things happen. The first is, your thinking becomes super clear. You ain't got the mental static anymore. It's just spacious and creative and precise. Your efficiency and effectiveness goes up. Your productivity goes up. You're just here, attuned to what is arising, responding openly and freely. And every time you get triggered and activated because some old condition has been activated, that ain't a problem. It's seen, you smile, and you shift. And I teach you how to do that. And then what you realize is, oh my gosh, I have been living my life from within a self-created mental prison. and I knew something was wrong, but I was surrounded by others who were the same, pretty much. And as the fear and the worry falls away, which it will do, if you undergo this upgrade, it will fall away. You fall into this open, spacious, naturally attuned way of being from which your best self flows. And that ain't for you to believe, because the moment you make a belief out of anything I say, you're just re-imprisoning yourself back in the prison you just come from. You're letting go of your beliefs. You're letting go of your basic assumptions. You're letting go of your shoulds and should nots. And by letting go, you receive everything. Don't believe that. So psychological fitness is a systematic way for you initially to use, optimize, and upgrade your mind. So this starts working for you and not against you. And then having experienced that for yourself, and from the comfort and the ease of living life from aware presence that you are, you help others do the same. Regardless of what it is they want to achieve. Because I guarantee you, the main issue they have is the head is probably still stuck in the sand. Or if they're really fortunate and they've managed to unstick their head from the sand, they're kind of dancing around on the beach experiencing pseudo-freedom when what they really want is the ocean. So you can give them a taste of the ocean, and then you can teach them how to become scuba divers so that they can explore the fullness of the ocean. That's what you're doing. But this training can't be done conceptually, because that would be me in the ocean with my scuba diving gear on, you on the beach, saying to me, Mark, I want to understand what the ocean is about. Sure, well, I'll teach you how to breathe and come in and find out for yourself. But no, I want to understand first. No. If you want to explore the ocean, you've got to be in the ocean, right? So this is one of the gifts of the work, is that you can free yourself, you can facilitate freedom in others, and then they naturally tap into this open, expansive, essential way of being, unencumbered by limitation and fear and worry. They become free. And then from that freedom, from that awareness, they are so better able to know what matters most and to build a life around that. Because you see, most human beings will live here on planet Earth and they have very little idea about what really matters most to them. And if they do know what matters most, their life doesn't reflect that. They're out of integrity. Right? The heads are in the sand saying, I want peace. I want fulfillment. I want love and connection. They're looking in the wrong place. Take your head out of the sand, attune to this present moment, to the spaciousness in it, breathe into your lower belly, and feel into your essential nature. And the rest of the work we do together is to live from that. Because you see, it is revelatory to clients the moment you guide them out of their head back into life. It's like, oh my gosh. But then what they do is they say, well, I don't believe I can live from this. Sure. And how is that belief working out for you? It's the belief that I can't live like this that's getting in the way of it. What would happen if you softened around that belief? And I'll teach you how to do that, how to facilitate that. It's easy. What would happen if you start to soften around all of your assumptions and beliefs and ideas? What would happen if you shifted your orientation from a compulsive focus on me and sustaining and building this personal sense of me to letting go of that? What would you let go into? That's for you to discover. But as a heads up, you discover everything that you are. And then you realize, oh my gosh, I spent all of my life seeking, trying to make life happen. Whereas actually the true purpose of life is to explore and experience life consciously as life, aligned with life. And then the seeking goes. There's no seeking. There's nothing to find because you're here. But what you can do is take a look around. And so as a specialist, not only are you going to be able to facilitate the shift in your clients as well as yourself, not only will you be able to guide them through a process that's designed to upgrade the human mind, but you will become their guide to their depth. It's a game changer. Now, this training is not suited for everyone. So I'm going to just lay it on the line here. If you're not willing to do the work yourself, for sure you should not do this. If you're not willing to be wholehearted, to give time and space to the training process, it's probably not for you. So really specifically, what I'm looking for are people who are called to this work, who are called to depth, who appreciate and understand how important it is that we all learn how to work with our mind, who's willing to do the inner work so that your mind starts working for you, and sincerely and responsibly and professionally to help others do the same. And if you are that person, then this training is for you. Now, one of the things I had to reflect upon here is, can this be taught in 8 weeks? And the answer is yes, it can. And the reason it can be because I've distilled it right down. It all depends upon your ability to live and apply the practices as you go about your day. The course is not just about the time you listen to the videos and the audios and all that kind of stuff. No, it's how you apply that to your daily life in between that. That's the key. Because this training program is not just about getting a qualification and becoming a psychological fitness specialist. It is first and foremost about upgrading, evolving your way of being from one that is fear-centered and thought-based to awareness-based and life-centered, grounded in this open sense of well-being and freedom, right? So if you're willing to apply what you learn, then that's beautiful. You've also got to ask yourself what your relationship to courses is. Are you the kind of person who signs up for 20 courses a year and completes none of them? Or one of them, right? Are you a compulsive course taker? I get it, you know. There's a lot of exciting things out there and you want to experience a lot of it. But what I'd ask is that if you engage with this training, you see it through. Please don't let it fuel into, I start something, but I don't finish it. Can you let go of that as a possibility? What about, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to see it through for me and then for those that I work with. And if you do that, that would be amazing. And you're going to do just great. The other beautiful thing about this training is, it really doesn't require you to strive to get something. You know how like when you take a training course, you got to understand something, you got to really kind of figure something out. The figuring out, the light bulb comes on automatically as a consequence of applying the practices. This is a awareness-based, insight-based training. That means it's experiential. It is an experiential training that will move you into a state of consciousness from which you have the answers in the inside. It doesn't come from top down. It comes from bottom up. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just check in with some of the questions. If you have any questions, please share those with us. I'm aware that some of our coaches are here, which is wonderful. So Mark, if we're done being limited, doing the coach training, is it feasible we can do this alongside at the same time? It's a good question. And the answer is yes, as long as you can find probably about 2 hours a week to look at the materials. So for those of you training as a human potential coach, you've done the Be Unlimited training before, this will take this to a whole nother level. It will take your inner work and development to a whole nother level. You just got to make sure that you can find the time for it, right? That you're not jam-packing in because amazing as it is, the slower you go, the quicker you get there and arrive. So if you can be spacious around it and you can drop a little bit deeper and be sincere in applying the practices, which really is the key, then absolutely you can find the time to do this. Is this different enough from human potential coaching to be beneficial? It's very different, but there's some commonalities. Human potential coaching is a way of coaching and living and relating from aware presence. This is the same, but what you're learning is a whole bunch of tools and practices designed to accelerate that process and specifically help people take charge of their mind. So it complements it and enhances it. If we can't do it mindfully right now, will we have the chance to do it in the future? For sure. I mean, we'll be repeating that probably in the middle of next year. Kind of with these things, I would say is you always want to ask your heart, right? You know, if you go to the head, it flip-flops around. And the way to go to the heart is you just breathe into your heart. And you just say, "Is like, does this feel right?" And it will reveal to you in the right time. You have to figure it out. Curious on how many hours of videos there are every week. So it's 2 hours plus the Zoom every week, daily practices. Right. So it varies. But I would say between an hour and a half to two and a half hours per week of videos and audios. The practices you simply really apply as you go along. I'm going to be providing you with a meditation. You want a minimum of 15 minutes a day, but I've also got a 45-minute version as well. The real key is when you listen to the videos that you're spacious. You know what it's like when you're on a course and you just want to get through it really quick? That wouldn't work for this. If you're sitting down watching the video, you're trying to get through it. The primary purpose of that video is to evoke within you the state of consciousness that it's pointing towards. So the way you relate to the video into this moment is the primary factor that you're training. So be soft and spacious. One of the questions is the belly drop location reflecting the idea of gravity? It's your psychological center of gravity as well as your physiological center of gravity. So what we realize is that most people compulsively live in the head because it's a pseudo place of safety. So when we were children, if we weren't able to bear in a felt experience, which many of us weren't, we go into the head to limit our experience of our emotions, because our emotions flow through the body. So what we're learning to do is to re-enter the body, inhabit our psychological center of gravity, and you come into the eye of the storm. That means things can be kicking off around you. That means things can be kicking off within you. You're in the eye of the storm. You're just here. Calm, centered, composed, most of the time. Plenty of times when that doesn't happen. But, you know, when you practice it often enough, you know, those kind of moments of spinning out and going a bit crazy and unconscious, they get shorter and shorter. Your state of feeling and being happy, not taking things too seriously, such as smiling and laughing in a good way as you speak to us, is part of it, isn't it? Right. So how you are in this moment is the key. Okay, I'm going to share something with you. So I've worked with a lot of clients over the years, and I want to share something with you that's really helped a lot of them. And it's this. We'll start for the next 10 minutes. For the next 10 minutes, can you allow an inner smile? Can you allow your interior experience to expand and to smile? And if you can't, that is diagnostic that you need to take charge of your mind. Because you see, you realize, oh my gosh, once you know how to use and work with your mind, you're in charge of it. You can experience joy, expansion, stillness, love, tenderness in any given moment. And if you can't, It just means you haven't yet trained your mind to attune to those dimensions of the deeper mind, right? And so a really great place to start with clients is 10 minutes a day in a smile. And they start off, can't do it. Can't do it, won't do it. If they just freak out. And they, as they soften into it, it just starts happening. And then this inner smile starts expanding. And you go, oh my gosh. In a couple of days, I reprogrammed my default inner state of tension and resistance to openness, expansion, and ease. And I did that through a committed practice. Right. You've had a sense and a taste of what is possible, and that's beautiful. But there's so much more. Okay. Will there be material we can share with clients? Definitely. So a really important part of this is that you're going through it experientially for yourself, but particularly for those who have done the Be Unlimited personal development training yourself, this time around, you're going through it for yourself deeper, and you're learning how to facilitate others. So you're going to be provided with materials and audios and everything you need to share with others to help them as well. So you'll be receiving all of that. With this certification, tie in with coaching or consider separate service as you wish. It's entirely up to you. Now, what we say is that you need some existing professional vehicle to become a registered specialist. That means you have to be a coach, a therapist, whatever it is, or at least be working on it. And you can call yourself, if you're a coach and a psychological fitness specialist. It's entirely up to you how you use that. Now, I want to give you a sense of the kind of areas of application. So over the years, I've worked with a lot of people from a lot of different sectors of society. So I've worked, you know, with CEOs and executives. And what I found with psychological fitness is they really like it because it doesn't have the word emotional intelligence in it, which a lot of executives struggle with. It's non-threatening. And it's kind of people become curious about it because they go, I get it. Yeah, physical fitness, important. Psychology of fitness makes sense, right? And the cool thing with it is that not only will you naturally become more resilient, not only will focus improve and well-being improve, but they learn is that, oh my gosh, in any given moment, I can access a state of equanimity and be much more attuned to and responsive to this moment from a deeper level of intelligence. I can naturally be much more cooperative and creative and collaborative by shifting my state. Oh my gosh, I never knew. And then I can engage in everyday life using life challenges as the gateway to deepen into that state so that eventually it becomes a trait. It becomes your dominant way of being, right? Because you see, with the island metaphor, as you transition into vessel consciousness, what happens is you just experience being here as life in service of life, right? You're just deeply curious and fascinated about what is arising, what is emergent. And what you realize, oh my gosh, in any given moment, something is emergent within inside of me, and you pay a lot of attention to that. And then you get a lot of creative insight. A lot of efficiency comes into your way of being, into your thinking. You don't fret, you don't have drama, and the drama falls away. Imagine life without drama. And without inner conflict, that just falls away. You're just simply here, open, attuned, doing what you're doing creatively and consciously most of the time. And sometimes you ain't, and that's okay. It's not a problem. You're human, right? We're just human beings. Psychological fitness. I've also worked with a lot of sports people as well. So one of the things that they absolutely love is learning how to center themselves in the aware present, because instantly you access a conscious state of flow. Instantly. And you can live like that most of the time. Life is just unfolding. You don't have to put your life on the line to access flow. You don't have to go to a high level of mastery of a skill and put yourself in challenging situations to access flow. You can live in the conscious experience of flow by shifting out of the surface level of mind into deep mind. And they love that. And what they find is, oh my gosh, it's like when I learn how to shift out of that, I just perform so much more effortlessly and at ease. I taught some of these techniques to ballroom dancers here in the UK. And they came back to me as excited as young children. They said, oh my gosh, we had our best ever dance together by applying what you just told us. Because we got out of our heads, into the moment, and we just allowed dancing to happen. Right. That's what it means to live in conscious flow. Right. And if you work with people with health challenges, they're suffering unnecessarily. They're stuck in habits that do not serve them. They're stuck in lifestyles that do not serve them. And they have very little perceived capacity to change. Here's the thing. When you teach them how to come out of the surface level of the mind to optimal mind and live from that, and you teach them how to monitor the habits they want to change, and the moment they arise, the smile shift back into aware presence, those habits start to fall away. Ease comes in. Anxiety starts to fall away. They start to get a sense, oh my gosh, I'm not my anxiety. I'm not my problems. I am the spacious, aware presence that all of those things arise and fall. That's a game changer for them. Okay. Who will conduct the training and sessions? Would you conduct them? It's all myself. And allowing dancing to happen. I want to apply that to my everyday life. Right. Here's the thing. When you live in victim consciousness, you experience life as though life is happening to you and you've got to protect yourself from it, right? When you transition into victor consciousness, and many of you will be there, you get a sense that you're making life happen, right? I'm making it happen. I'm making my future. When you transition into vessel consciousness, you realize life is happening and I can align with that. I can cooperate with that, or I can fight it and resist and pretend it ain't happening. And then eventually what happens, and this you can't make happen, the separate sense of self dissolves, and there's just life. There's just the ocean. There's no one here to experience. There's just this. There's just the openness of this. But don't worry about that. That's not your business. Okay. So that is the developmental map upon which this is made. Okay. So this finally leads me to say is that I would absolutely welcome those of you who are resonant and excited and intrigued about what I've just shared, who are at a level of development where you can see yourself committing to this training and to applying the practices. You feel you're ready. A little bit anxious, that would be good, but you're open. As long as there's openness there and softness there, you're going to do just great. And if you can also get a sense of how you would apply this, will you offer it to existing clients? Will you set up a psychological fitness program? I will help you with that. Everything you need, I will provide for you so you can bring this world, this work into the world. One of the questions is, would this work whilst engaging in risky sports such as motorbiking? Absolutely. Because you're deeply in the present moment, but that present moment is imbued with awareness and responsiveness. You're just here. And that's the thing, is like, it doesn't have to be a risky sport. It can just be life. There's no difference between my level of attunement and attentiveness right now than there will be in half an hour's time when I'm not teaching, right? It's just the way it is. You're just naturally present and attuned. Now, the next thing I would say is that if you're going to engage with the training, make sure you do not pay full price. That is not required, right? So you can apply the coupon code PRESENCE, that is to the full payment plan, that will reduce the price to $997. Or you can apply the code PRESENCEPP, and that will reduce the price of the payment plan. I think it reduced it to three payments, so $350. Do you know if the coupon code will work for future cohorts? No, I don't. It's hard to say what we'll do for future cohorts, but for sure it will work this time around. Okay. Okay, well, it's been my pleasure to spend this time with you. I hope to see so many of you on the training program, and I look forward to that time. I wish you all very well.